Welcome to Moment of Transformation with Father Robert Sihuwa. Stay tuned and listen to the Word of God.
A big and wonderful welcome to the Moment of Transformation. I'm Reverend Canon Robert Sihuwa from St. Peter's Anglican Church, located along Bama Road in Lusaka, Zambia, at the place we have called the Center of Transformation, where our desire is to love God and to follow hard after the Lord's heart. Our desire is to make sure none of our lives or months or days or minutes are wasted on the face of the earth. We desire that God may make use of us to the fullest of His desire while we still live on earth. And so from the Center of Transformation, we bring you this program, The Moment of Transformation, and praying that you will have a moment where you are listening to us right now of transformation that will change your life for the better, and that you will pick up your life, your pieces, your gifts, your talents, your grace, your riches, and serve the Lord with all of your heart. So it has been a wonderful month that we are concluding today. It has been the month of year, the month of transition from Passover to Pentecost. Remember, we have been walking in the 50 days to Pentecost, and we have been asking the Lord to build us into something and deposit material in us that the fire of Pentecost will set ablaze. By now, I believe you are well aware that on the 7th of June, we are having a Pentecost night. Just like the disciples waited in the night for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and as the day was breaking, tongues of fire showed up on their heads. We are going to tarry in the presence of God on the 7th, the day of rest, the 7th, and on the earth, the day of new beginnings. We want to believe that the Lord will have birthed you into a new person in that weekend. So do join us at St. Peter's Anglican Church from 21 hours to 05 hours. Amazing servants of God, anointed for the hour, have been lined up to minister and bring the fresh word of the Lord. Bishop Billy Fuller from Jesus Anointed Ministries, Apostle Sande Sinyangwe from Shalom Embassy, and Pastor Emmanuel Bukasa, all the way from Eastern Cape in South Africa, are joining us together with our worship teams that are going just to charge the atmosphere, and the Father will inherit the praises of His children. And until the fire falls in that night, we are saying to God, let not the sun arise until the fire falls. And God has instructed that I'm baptizing you not only by the Holy Spirit, but by fire, that you may transform your communities by the fire of the presence of God. Friends, as you join me in this broadcast, our world around us need healing badly. The world around us need a word of hope badly. The world around us need deliverance badly. The world around us need a turnaround. But the people who bring this turnaround, healing, deliverance, also are in need of the fire that will carry them to fulfill this mission. And that is why the Pentecost night is set aside only for you. And it is free from coming from anywhere to come along. Only for you, it is set aside to be baptized by fire. And thereafter, you can answer the need of the communities around you and contribute to the growth of your denomination, your congregation, your church. And on Saturday, the 8th, from 15 to 18 hours, we gather the ministers. Ministers, this means ushers, intercessors, children's ministry, music worshipper, worship leaders, and any other person who desires to be a minister of the gospel. Join us on as we examine how to carry a vision to its fulfillment. How to carry and support a vision to its fulfillment. I pray that the Lord will bless you. It'll be a packed weekend as we glorify God in the opening of the new month of Sivan. And so, friends, today we wrap up this month as I discuss with you pressing into the new beyond Pentecost. Take dominion. Beyond Pentecost, we are already casting the light beyond Pentecost. What ought to happen in your life beyond Pentecost? So you get yourself ready for the season of Pentecost. Beyond Pentecost, take dominion. Let us pray. Father, open our ears and our hearts and let your word settle in us and bear the fruit that will bring you glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You are going to understand, friends, today that for the church and for the body of Christ, the season beyond Pentecost and Tabernacles ought to be one of the busiest seasons you have ever heard, because it's a time to work. The anointing has been released. The fire has been put in your heart, and therefore you go out wherever you go, you set the land ablaze. At Tabernacles, when the king is in the field, you bring him a report of what you have been able to do in the field. And so the Lord is setting us ready and positioning us as a church to know the seasons and the times on how we ought to move. I earnestly pray for you that you are going to invite somebody at Pentecost night, and the Lord will bless you. So beyond Pentecost, we are pressing into the new. And one of the new things beyond Pentecost is to learn to take dominion as a body of Christ. So let's get to point number one. Pentecost time is a game changer for the church. Pentecost time is a game changer for the church. What does that mean? You can never encounter Pentecost and remain the same. There is no believer who will have ever encountered a season of Pentecost and remains the same. If you remain the same, you have not been encountering Pentecost. You have just been walking in religion. Because religion is being able to learn but never come to the knowledge of the truth. Religion is about learning but never changing. But when you are walking in the fear of God, you are a Christian. Pentecost is a game changer. And I pray that this year's Pentecost, the last Pentecost of a decade, will become a game changer for your life. That the life of fear will be broken out of your lives. Like Peter, you will stand out and begin to preach the gospel. When the anointing came upon David, from that day, the Lord began to position him. He went up and defeated Goliath. When Pentecost encounters you, it is a game changer. John chapter 2 and verse 17. The Lord said these words that I believe are an encouragement to us today. When Jesus was with his disciples and they were giving him food to eat, and it says he didn't want to eat. Verse 17, the disciples said, then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. And so, friends, we are saying beyond Pentecost, this must become your confession, that the zeal of the house of the Lord has eaten me up. Because Pentecost sets you on fire, that you cannot sit anymore and wait for people to push you to do things. You will run with the speed of a gazelle, because beautiful are the feet of those on the mountain who bring good news. And so you will be such a one. And when anyone asks, why are you so zealous? You will tell them, the zeal of the house of the Lord has eaten me up. So beyond Pentecost, one of the major things we are praying is that the zeal for God's house will eat up believers. That there shall be none who will sit at ease in Zion. There shall be none who shall be complacent in Zion. That each one of us will get the kingdom of God by force, because the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violence shall take it by force. And so we are running with force in the kingdom of God in this day. Between Passover and Pentecost, we are in a state of waiting. And we are nearing the end of the third 50 days. We have been in a state of waiting. And the Lord gave me three images as I prayed for you and for the church concerning life beyond Pentecost. One of the images was an eagle. And I believe beyond any doubt that many of you that have been following this broadcast, the Lord is turning you into eagles. You have moved away from a chicken mentality. You are beginning to glide with the eagles. So the first image was an eagle sitting on a tall tree, high in the up in the sky on a tree, and yet composed. The wings are settled down, and it is in charge. It's like it is scanning the whole land that is down there as a king that is ruling. And I see you take that position in the season beyond Pentecost. And the scripture there that supports that is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. And the scripture say, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And many of you are in that state right now, that the Lord is empowering you with the wings of eagles, that beyond Pentecost you begin to run and you not get weary. You will not faint, because the Lord shall be the strength of your life. So during this time, We have been discussing a number of things, and we believe God has been placing in you capacities during these 50 days. Among the many things God has revealed to us in the sermons we have been bringing to you, that he has been depositing in you, I'll mention a number of them quickly. Number one, the Lord has deposited in you the capacity, one, for witnessing. So beyond Pentecost, you are a witness. So witnessing is on the inside of you. At Pentecost, the Holy Ghost shall set on fire the capacity of a witness, and you will run everywhere as a witness. Number two, it is the announcing of the good news, that you will be an announcer, not of the bad news, but of the good news, meaning that you are not going to shut down. As an announcer, you don't need anyone to prompt you to announce. As a witness, you need someone to prompt you to witness, to bear witness that this is really true. So if there is no one challenging what you believe, there's no need for a witness. But an announcer decides in their own right to open up their mouth and make proclamation. And then number three, the capacity God has put in you is disciple making. So you have it within you now, the capacity to be a disciple maker. And we are praying at Pentecost, the Holy Ghost shall set on fire that ability to be a disciple maker, that you are no longer a popcorn Christian, but you are a beans Christian. Popcorns will pop up in the pot so easily, but they have no nutritional value. But beans will sit in the pot patiently, undergoing through the trauma of the fire in that pot, the cooking and the boiling and everything. It will take time. But when you eat that beans, the nutritional value is very high. I release you today as a believer who has higher nutritional value for the world. And the world, when they test the God you believe in, they can sense the nutritional value in you, that it is heavier than a popcorn Christian who just desires to prosper and hear a declaration and a pronouncement, and they do not take time to sit in a place of discipleship. And so you are a disciple maker. May your level of nutrition that you feed anyone you meet grow on the higher level as a disciple maker. Number four, what has the Lord deposited in you? We have been able to understand from Mark chapter 16 that those who believe in Christ shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall be healed. They shall cast out demons. So number four, you have the capacity of healing the sick. The capacity for the healing of the sick and the casting out of demons. Number four, you have the capacity of healing the sick and casting out demons. If you have never cast out a demon before, beyond this Pentecost of this last year of the decade, you will be a demon caster. Because in you is the ability to look in the hand of every evil and in the eye of every evil and declare, you do not rule in this place. I cast you out and they shall be cast out, because you are a believer. And you will look at sickness and declare healing, and healing shall come in that condition. Number five, capacities God has placed in you during this 50-day journey to Pentecost is ability to speak in new tongues. According to Mark 16, it says, believers shall speak in diverse tongues, new tongues, ability to speak in new tongues. Many of you today may not be speaking in tongues, and you argue about why these tongues and ABCD. I want you to know that according to 1 Corinthians 14, it says that anyone who speaks in tongues, it defies himself. In other words, when you speak in tongues, you charge your spiritual battery. Your battery within is charged when you are speaking in tongues. And so when you do not speak in tongues, doesn't mean you won't go to heaven. You will go to heaven, but your level of effectiveness on earth is slowed down because your battery is lower. Any car that has got a low battery, you will know. One, you will struggle to take off with that car because somebody must jump start it. As you move on, anytime you switch off the engine, you will struggle again. But when your battery is fully charged, you don't waste the time of looking for cables for jump starting. You just begin, switch on the engine, and on the road you move. So ability to speak in tongues. In that night of the seventh, we are asking God to say, let not the sun rise until everyone whose desire is to speak in tongues speaks in tongues, because it is a baptism by fire. And so friend, number six, what has the Lord deposited in you? The ability to be a new creation. The Apostle Paul says that circumcision or uncircumcision does not matter. What matters is the fact that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so it means you're no longer going to be a boring Christian. There will always be newness about your life, newness about your insights, newness about revelation. And number seven, You are connected to Abraham's heritage. So one of the things God has dropped in you during this time is your connection to Abraham's heritage. Number 8, he declared that you are God's field in which he plants. You become God's field in which he plants, and he expects a harvest. And the last one, number 9, you are God's building under which people will shelter. And anyone who shelters under you will never be the same, because the influence of that building will rub upon their lives. And our prayer today is that anyone who comes under the shed of your life or the shelter of your life, that their lives should never be the same. They must come under the influence of what God has done on the inside of life, of your life. Therefore, friends, at Pentecost, we are ignited with the fire that God sends to become what God has put in us to become. When we gather at Pentecost, we are ignited with fire to become what God has been putting in us to become. And I pray that you shall indeed become as the Lord has determined. At Pentecost, we see, even in the times of David, in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, Samuel came and anointed David after looking again and again and again. And they said there was no one else. And they said David was out there looking after sheep. But when he came, Samuel anointed him. Verse 13 of 1 Samuel 16. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. So remember that David here was anointed in the midst of the brethren who had underrated him. The brethren who thought he could not be a king because he was out there. When he went to help them and give them food when they were fighting with Goliath and the Philistines, they're the same ones who told him, "What are you doing here, young boy? You're supposed to be out there." And again he rose and defeated Goliath. The same people that have been underrating you all this time, at Pentecost, as the Lord anoints you, our prayer is that anointing will rest upon you in their midst. Now, anointing is not just the oil. Anointing also means the rising of your life. And may God anoint you to rise in the eyes of the same people that had written you off, the eyes of the same people that thought nothing good can come out of you. May the Lord anoint you to rise in that way. The second image God gave me as we prepared for this Pentecost is an eagle that is sitting high up on a top pole, and yet its wings begin to rise up slowly and they're almost about to be full-fledged. And I heard the Lord say, some of you believers are not only eagles that are in charge, but you are beginning to rise. And I heard the Lord say, we now begin to take dominion. Because after Pentecost, when the Lord sets on fire that which he has deposited in us, his anointing comes upon us like it came on David, we begin to take dominion. David, from the day he was anointed, his life was never the same. He became a man after God's own heart, a dominator. When Saul had evil spirits, he sang a song and evil spirits would go. So in the spiritual realm, he took dominion. In the physical realm, he defeated Goliath and put his little foot on him and cut off his head. He took dominion. So at every level, he took dominion. So God is saying, begin to take dominion beyond Pentecost. Begin to take dominion. And I pray that you will. Psalm chapter 8, verse 6 to 8. Psalm chapter 8, verse 6 to 8. It says, you have made him, if we begin from verse 5, for you have made him a little lower than angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. So as long as you are a child of dominion, everything that is created by God comes under your feet today. And then he begins to describe what is as dominion over verse 7. All the sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field. So that first category is those things which are walking on earth. Verse 8, second category, the birds of the air. So it means in the air you have dominion. And then the verse 8 continues, and the fish of the sea that pass through the parts of the seas. So your dominion now begins to be under the sea. Your dominion is on the face of the earth. Your dominion is in the air. So if witches will walk under the sea, they will meet your dominion. If they will walk on earth, they will meet your dominion. If they will fly in the air, they will meet your dominion. And therefore, beyond Pentecost, friends, no Satanist, no witch, no wizard ought to stand against your life. They are supposed to flee at your appearance. Why? You are a man and a woman of dominion. This psalm confirms Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. The intent of God's creation for you is brought again up at Pentecost. Verse 26 of chapter 1 of Genesis. Then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Now, the making in his image is exactly what happens at Pentecost. Because at Pentecost, the Holy Ghost consumes you as a consuming fire. When the Holy Ghost has consumed you, you are transformed into the likeness and the nature of the Holy Spirit. You begin to work like you are a spirit yourself. Revelation becomes rife in your life. Insights are rife in your life. You move like the Philip was able to move by the Holy Spirit. He was in one moment at one time and shoop, he appeared in another moment and next time by the Spirit of God. So at Pentecost, the image of God is renewed afresh on the inside of you. Not only that, after that it says, let them have dominion. Look at the dominion. One, over the fish of the sea, level one. Two, over the birds of the air. And number three, over the cattle and over all the earth. So three levels of dominion: under the sea, in the air, and on earth becomes your dominion. Child of God, may the Lord give you grace for dominion. And because we are dominating, we are beginning to release a campaign after Pentecost. And the campaign is going to read as follows. Operation, love your neighbor so bad that you will preach to them. It shall be called Operation Love Your Neighbor so bad that you will preach to them. I'll say it again. Operation Love Your Neighbor so bad that you will preach to them. So in other words, because God has given you dominion and the anointing, the next thing is that anyone who is your neighbor must feel the blessedness of having you around. And you'll be driven to preach to them because you are going to love them. And not only love them, you will love them so bad. The youth will tell you when they say so bad, it doesn't mean it is evil. So bad means excellence at the level beyond good. Love them terribly good that you preach to them. And so our prayer is that beyond Pentecost, none of you will look at a neighbor going to hell and you do nothing about it. Beyond Pentecost, you are to spread your wings like an eagle. That's the third image God gave me. Beyond Pentecost, that eagles will begin to spread their wings. As you spread your wings, you bring your neighbors under the covering of your wings. Some of them, as they come under that cover, their sicknesses shall be broken from their bodies. Bondages shall be released from them. Salvation shall enter their homes under the influence of your spread wings in the Spirit. And so, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, Jesus gives strict instructions to his disciples. Matthew 5 verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hurt you, and pray for those who spiritually use you and persecute you. Verse 45. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. So it is operation, love your neighbor so bad that you have to preach to them. So reach out to them. As you reach out to them, enemy or no enemy, you will be the sons of your Father. So in other words, beyond Pentecost, become the sons of your Father. And the sons of the Father are those who, wherever they went, they spread the message of the gospel. If you are unable to spread the message of the gospel, I don't know whose son you are, but if you are the son of the Father who loves man, humanity so bad that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. That is why I pray that beyond Pentecost, you will do that. For those of you who are owning houses, your strategy shall look like this. Your house is in the center. You will begin to influence one house on your right, another house on your left, one house in front of your house, one house behind your house. So four houses that are surrounding you must come under the influence of the anointing of God in you. When you have visited them, if they are believers there, well and good. Time and again, call them for some Bible study. If they are not believers, preach to them. After that, you're going to go to three houses on your left, three houses on your right, three houses in front, three houses behind you. So 12 houses must come under your influence at level 2. And make sure you visit each of these houses to make sure every member of that house has given their life to Jesus Christ. When you're done with level 2, level 3 shall be 7 houses on your left, 7 on your right, 7 in front, and 7 behind you. So 7 times 4 will give you 28. So 28 houses must come under the influence of your spread wings. And at the highest level, as you do this work that the Lord appoints you to do, you're going to go to 12 houses. And that will mean 12 houses on your left, 12 houses on your right, 12 houses in front of you, and 12 houses behind you. And that will give you 48 houses. So 48 houses on all sides. Make sure that you visit them. If there's a funeral there, be the first one. A baby is born, be the first one. If there is a crisis, be the first one. If there's a new neighbor, be the first one. Bring that circumference under the influence of that God has done in you. And that is a key direction beyond Pentecost. Until that circumference honors God. Time and again, you can organize a buffet or a braai for all your neighbors and bring them together. Just eat and be merry neighbors, and thereafter share the gospel of our Lord Jesus to them. My friends, I pray, may the fire of God make you light your neighborhood. In taking dominion, it is operation love your neighbor so bad that you will preach to them. And I pray that as you take dominion in your neighborhood, Acts chapter 6 and verse 7 shall become the result of what happens in that neighborhood. Acts chapter 6 and verse 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And the great many of the priests were obedient to the faith, that wherever you are going to be, the word of God shall spread. Wherever you're going to be beyond Pentecost, the number of disciples shall multiply. Wherever you're going to be, anyone who was a priest that never walked in obedience to the faith will see your fire, and they will become obedient to the faith of the Lord. So friends, beyond Pentecost, it's take dominion. And as we dominate, it's operation love your neighbor so bad that you will preach to them. This has been the moment of transformation. How joy you join me again this coming week as we open up a new month to the glory of God, the month of Sivan. And you will notice that on the 3rd of June is Rosh Kodesh Sivan in the evening. And we are going to gather on that Monday, the 3rd of June. We are going to gather in the evening from 17:30 to 19 hours as we just command and announce the new season of the Lord. If you can join in at St. Peter's in that 1 hour 30 minutes when we command the new month, join us to the glory of the Father. Shalom.
You were listening to Moment of Transformation with Father Robert Sihuwa. Tune in next week at the same time for more messages on Moment of Transformation.